SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting hundreds of people have been demonstrating in Christian areas in the Syrian capital of Damascus to protest against the burning of a Christmas tree in Hama province. From Damascus, BBC correspondent Lina Sinjab reports this incident poses a challenge to Syria's new leadership.
I think there are many people who want to take advantage of the situation to destabilize the country, to make people afraid of the new leadership, especially because HTS had links with Al-Qaeda in the past, and they are, you know, seen as like the Muslim Brotherhood who want to force an Islamic rule inside Syria, something they've been denying, and, you know, they've been giving assurances that they are here to protect the Syrian, you know, mosaic of different groups. And I think there will be continuous, you know, these kind of attacks that needs more control from the new leadership.
Footage of the aftermath of the fire shows a religious figure from the governing HTS rebel group assuring crowds that the tree would be repaired. A Russian-born U.S. citizen already behind bars on a bribery conviction receives a new 15-year prison sentence. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
A Moscow court brought espionage charges against Jean Spector in August 2023, although details surrounding the case were not made public. Spector, formerly an executive at a medical equipment company in Russia, was previously sentenced to 3.5 years in prison in September 2022 for enabling bribes to an aide of a senior official. The aide was sentenced to 12 years in prison in April for taking bribes of two expensive overseas vacation trips. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 390 points, the Nasdaq rose 266, the S&P 500 advanced 65. This is SRN News. Iraqi lawmakers consider some troubling legislation.
At issue is a constitutional amendment which would, amongst other things, allow men to marry girls as young as the age of 9. Muslim radicals dominate Iraq's legislature, and they see no problem with child marriage. The proposed legislation would also limit the rights of women when it comes to child custody and inheritance. Religious freedom advocates and human rights campaigners are urging the Iraqi parliament not to approve the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another somber Christmas in Bethlehem thanks to last year's attack on Israel by Hamas, which triggered more than a year of war. The birthplace of Christ will not have the usual trappings of the city's favorite holiday. No public Christmas tree, no raucous scouts march, no decorations, and no twinkling lights. As Bethlehem prepares to mark its second Christmas under the shadow of war, Manger Square is empty of tourists. This is SRN News. Wall Street rallies as the three markets show big gains ahead of Christmas. We hear more on the abbreviated trading day from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street ahead of Christmas, led by gains in big tech companies. The S&P 500 added 1.1% Tuesday. Trading closed early ahead of the holiday. Tech companies including Apple, Amazon, and chip company Broadcom helped pull the market higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 390 points. It's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.3%. American Airlines shook off an early loss and ended slightly higher after the airline briefly grounded flights nationwide due to a technical issue. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note was little changed at 4.59%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.